Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Male chauvinist.
Is it happening?
Recording in progress.
Okay, so it says recording on y'all end.
Yeah.
Yeah, media is being recorded. Patrick Cloud is now the host.
Ooh. All right, y'all, I'm out. Y'all be good.
No better
bye.
To
you. Right, to here.
Bye.
See, I'm telling you, like every barnyard across America is getting sick animals, and
don't eat the meat.
That fucking goat, that goat flu is tough.
That's crazy.
Goat flu, yeah.
They're saying, I actually just read an article on CNN. They're saying it's something in the hay.
it's in the wheat.
It's in the hay. what's up, guys? Tahir's not feeling well.
Aww.
His farmer is going to take him into town.
To the vet.
He's going to take him out back, if we're being honest. We're going to take him out back and do him like old Yeller, if we're being honest.
Ma, Yeller's my dog.
You've been a good boy. You had a good run, boy.
And the fact that Tahir is actually yells and is yellow. This...
He's old
old
yellow.
Yells,
yellow. Old yellow.
He's like, I'm not feeling well, man. I got to go to the doctor. There's just a white man with a shotgun and a truck.
Come on now, Tahir.
Get in the back of the truck. It's like, damn, I can't even ride shotgun for my last ride. Get in the back.
That's not okay.
Well, yeah, it looks like it's a squad cast with no adults. So I'm Patrick Cloud. We got Courtney, we got Lulu, we got Brandon, we got Roxy.
Looky.
Feel me? Hey.
I got hired back for the day.
Hold on, Lulu.
Is this your first time back?
Yeah, it's my first time back.
Hey, welcome.
My DM's been blowing up and people been coming to my shows protesting.
Hey, that's fine.
I ain't gonna protest at your show.
They was protesting. It was like, man, Squad can't say the same with that. It was like, Tahir, can't believe Tahir did that shit, man. I was like, I know, right?
That's what we call silver lining. So amen to that.
Hey.
So how y'all doing with this war and everything? You know what I'm saying? We
what a segue. Yeah, you know,
what a way. No segue. We're not going to use it.
No, I'm just saying, like, I almost didn't do the show. I'm over here packing. I'm buying tarps and cords and duct tape and all this shit that I never knew I needed.
So you mean to tell me all your toys are was for nothing? You know, all your little imaginary Indiana
Jones
ropes?
No toys made the emergency packs.
Which would be funny. I went down.
Your Pokemon balls are not charged
like
up?
First aid or Darth Vader? you don't need Band-Aids.
You can't say Vader without aid, right?
Wow.
Aider, I see aid. You took the Christmas tree down finally.
Oh,
you
did.
I just put it in the other room.
Okay.
I'm just trying stuff.
You just love Christmas that much?
Wow. I mean... Well, it's two things. It's like, do you really want to store a tree for a year, or do you just want a tree for the whole year? I like Christmas trees. So I mean,
have y'all started do you have like an emergency backpack?
I have like a whole system. So right now,
what's in your backpack, Pat?
So I had a whole duffel bag filled with shotgun shells and AR shells, and then I brought my AR over to my parents' house. And like two pistols, right? And then I got a sleeping bag for like super cold, And then I got a tent, some tarps, and what was the other thing I brought?
Hey, you don't know how to set none of that shit up.
I know. None of it. But I
just see you. I just see you in the wilderness like, well,
got all these guns.
All of it's here. Together,
but, it's here.
Just like, it's all here.
I have
Do we
it.
Still have YouTube?
Does anyone know how to put together an AR 15?
15?
Oh, no. The gun stuff I'm good with. I actively train and learn that kind of stuff. It's the like outside figuring out like tents and starting a fire. That's what I'm starting.
That's what we need Roxy for.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah.
Roxy, yeah, just do this a couple times. Get some sparks.
Hey, fuck you. Now, that's y'all crazy. Need a bitch. I've been telling y'all, let's go in the forest. Let's go frolic and play. Now y'all need a bitch.
Roxy gonna be pulling shit out her titties. Like,
we don't need to know how to play. We don't need a game master. We
you
need
like somebody titty? With
survival the skills.
Play, it teaches you survival
Is
skills.
Is she like a titty Mary Poppins?
You know
like,
what I'm saying?
Just pulling shit out.
Here go a berry to eat. I got toilet paper. I know what leaves.
Like Roxy poisonous. Just has Pokemon cards and snacks. Like she's not that useful.
she's goddamn fun.
Like, I got the entertainment.
We good.
Courtney, are you live from your kitchen?
I am live. I'm always cooking up some shit, you know.
Hey,
cooking with Courtney.
No, has any of you guys like gotten into that mode of like, you know, need to store or make some rations, or do you guys not?
I've done nothing.
Care?
I've gone down the YouTube rabbit hole yesterday of best countries to go to in case of World War III, and it gave me a top five. It was a listicle. It's funny how people are profiting off this. They're like, your top five countries
for sure.
You need to leave a nuclear
threat. What were
the
top five, Brody?
So I'm glad you asked, Lulu Gonzalez. So we had Switzerland, we had New Zealand, we had Greenland, we had Iceland, and that fifth country I gotta keep
Greenland going. And Iceland? Isn't one of them just all ice?
Hey, they're both good options. They're both great options. No one's gonna mess with any of them. There's no point. It's a waste of everything of like time, energy for any military to mess with those countries.
I mean, I heard Switzerland was kind of popping though.
Switzerland is beautiful.
Switzerland's the most popping one, but like that fifth one, I can't tell y'all in case you know I need to keep that for myself in case.
Oh, you gatekeeping country?
Nigga, you got it on the internet.
I might have gatekeep this one country.
This isn't a personal list though. This is you found this on the internet. This is available.
Exactly, but you Google it. You didn't find it. And there's five of us, so y'all can all go to your own country.
I didn't go down that rabbit hole. I was going down the rabbit hole of how to survive. You were like, where should I go?
Like I love the fact that you think you're gonna escape. Like
he's gonna get on an American airplane.
Right. He sees the bomb and he just checks his Delta app.
Spirit on the way to Las Vegas has to stop in Switzerland. You understand from Los Angeles? It has to go there first. Like
hey Patrick, everybody's gonna be going to Switzerland at the airport and he's gonna be like, you don't know where I'm going.
It says Switzerland, New Zealand, Ireland, Denmark, Austria. That's
losers. We're on the flight to Switzerland. Like, where's the party?
You can't even hide that. You just be at the gate, and they'll be like, "You're going to Cabo. We see it right there."
That's my decoy ticket.
Who are you, Ethan Hunt? You go to- I got a decoy ticket.
Nobody's following him. It's like, all right, well, I mean, we're going to Switzerland, so.
I'm just going to the lavatory.
Oh, no. Yeah. I have dusted off all my old military stuff and just have it just in case. Boots is fire, outfits fire. I'm good. I'm ready to go.
Is it just the fit? Do you have like technology, like gadgets?
Well, I got gadgets
like,
too.
I'm gonna be in there, cute.
listen, Roxy.
I'm the baddest bitch in the apocalypse. I'm the baddest bitch in the apocalypse.
I'm just so happy I can still fit my uniform. So that's all that matters.
We all gotta go to Lou's house for the apocalypse, and then we're like, You're just wearing camo. You don't have any guns or anything?
No. Because what I got is that shit on. Like, she's like,
well, where did I go?
We're hungry.
We can all buy camo clothes, though.
It was, I got one gun. That's it. Y'all got to be on your own. You better bring your own gun.
He got
the backpack with the shells.
No bullets?
No bullets.
I got a couple of bullets. That's it. I only need a couple.
Because I got that shit on.
She got like an end of the world aesthetic. That's about it.
Y'all gonna be mad because we could swim in our clothes. We could sleep in our clothes. Like, listen, I'm ready. I'm ready to be outdoors, indoors. I'm hot. I'm cold. I'm warm. I'm all of the above. Like,
I'm gonna die a bad bitch. I don't care.
Courtney, are you prepped?
Listen, I already did this shit already. Y'all new to this.
Yeah, no, I'm not prepped at all. So whatever happens, happens. And
that's
I'm
where I'm at.
Fuck it, is what it is.
Let's go.
Pretty chill about World War III.
Then I'm gonna find a billionaire with a bunker and just.
Do you find a billionaire now? How you gonna find one later?
I didn't prep. You got a whole prep before the apocalypse.
Y'all don't got no flashlights.
Mm-mm. Oh no!
You got flashlights?
You can make one out of rice.
Brody, what is that? Was that your phone?
Is that a lightsaber?
Oh, I do have a lightsaber.
See,
Roxy's gonna show up with toys.
No, I just saw this lady make a candle out of rice and oil.
Does anyone know which way to go?
I got a radio thing that could be helpful. Duh. It's like a radio, like, and you can charge your phone.
I can't find my daughter. She's like
all the sky caps on Brody's flight to Cabo are like dead. So
it's my parents incinerated. But are you Gryffindor or Ravenclaw?
It's not funny, but she literally, like, a little bit before this, she was like, "Mommy, since you don't watch the news, Iran just bombed the military bases."
She told
me. And I was like, "What?" She told me. Yeah,
she was like, "Hold on, let me charge up my lightsaber just in case."
I didn't know.
I need a new kyber crystal. Hold on. Because
TikTok, they getting all the news on TikTok. I really do not be watching the news. I need to, but I don't. I'm like, I'm already depressed. And if we finna die, we finna die.
We know,
like,
TikTok and world.
What
I'm gonna
do? Like, yeah,
we know that.
It's gonna be up.
Your daughter is sitting you down, like, "All right, mom, we're at war. We need to take this serious. We need supplies." You're just like,
she's doing it while doing a dance.
I ain't got it.
She's like, "Grab the banjo."
"Mom, we need duct tape." "Get my switch. There's no power."
"What? You mean our endless collection of DuckTales? All right, I'm gonna no, Mom. Not DuckTales.
No, ooh, not one.
Roxy's war ready in her Sailor Moon outfit. Like, I wish a motherfucker would.
Fighting iron by moonlight.
"Mom, they dismantled the government. Pass me my Sailor Moon fit."
"Don't worry, tuxedo mask will just show up."
Her daughter just hears the PlayStation beep. "Are you serious?" "I mean, there's nothing we could do anyway."
I want to end on a high. Like, if we're going out with a bang, I want to go out feeling great. Okay.
Oh my god, what my stomach hurts. All right, I guess this is the part where we go, like,
ask him questions.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to start the show right after this.
What I love about True Classic is that their mission goes beyond fit and fabric. It's about helping men show up with confidence and purpose, because their gear fits right, feels amazing, and is priced so guys everywhere can step into confidence without stepping out of their budget. And here's the thing, what really sets them apart is not just the fit or the fabric, it's the intention behind everything that they do. True Classic was built to make an impact. I'm talking about, they got men showing up better in their daily lives, giving back to underserved communities, or about just making people laugh as they don't take themselves too serious. Let me tell you something, when you put a True Classic shirt on, your confidence goes through the roof. They just fit
different.
Just look at the arms on this shirt. They are tailored where you want it and relaxed where you need it. No bunching, no stiff fabric, no BS. Just a clean, effortless fit that actually works for real life. And they're not overpriced like other designer brands. True Classic is built for comfort and built to last. And they're built to give back. Here's the kicker. You can grab these at Target, Costco, or you can head to trueclassic.com/squad, all right, and get hooked up today, all right? That's trueclassic.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. Get hooked up today.
All right, so today we're going to do this new thing where it's not just three questions, it's a bunch of questions. We're going to ask ChatGPT live, and I'm just going to ask what you guys think, and then we're going to talk about something else, because that's what the show is. All right. Number one.
He's pissed off right now watching live.
He's like, no, no. It's not live. That's the best part. So choose one. The power to speak fluent frog, but ooh, only when no one is around, right? Or every time you lie, you do a full body interpretive dance.
Oh. Frog will be fine.
Is it you like it? I don't know that bitch. Fuck.
I love you.
Nah. That'll hurt.
Why would you think that? You're my son.
Aww.
Wait, I didn't even know that was a lie.
Damn.
So that's clearly the worst one.
Yeah, yeah, frog would be fun because nobody's seeing it, so you don't look weird or anything. I don't know.
Fuck around, I'd be like Budweiser.
And they'd be like, racist. Oh yeah, this guy's hilarious.
We remember that from 30 years ago.
The frog's gonna be like, how old are you? I'm six.
Yeah, how long do frogs live?
I don't even get the reference.
The other frogs are calling him Unk. Like, okay.
Budweiser commercial.
Unk. They're calling me F-R-O-G. Like, all right, F-R-O-G.
What would y'all ask a frog?
10 to 20
years.
Do I want to actually talk to a frog?
We know you do.
Yeah.
You probably talk to frogs now.
Okay, so y'all don't be talking to animals like when you see it?
I'd be like, get.
I don't really want it to talk back. I just like to be able to talk to it.
That's your problem. You just want to talk two things. Yeah. How would you not even want to listen if you're talking to a frog?
I don't give a fuck
frog.
What it got. What's it going to tell me about his day? Oh, I hop from over there and I'm over here. I don't give a fuck.
What are you going to tell him?
I'm telling him about my problems. I don't know. It's therapeutic. When you, y'all don't be just talking
Lou,
to him.
You muted, I think. I can't hear you.
Because what she was going to say was going to be hurtful.
You would rather tell a frog, you would rather vent to a frog than hear about what a frog had to do that day?
Yeah,
yo, Kermit ain't your therapist, Roxy. Yo, I would love to know what a frog is doing. Like, we don't know what's under there. What's in the pond?
Amazing.
I don't care.
I would watch a frog's podcast. That's how interested I am in what they have to do.
A frogcast? Frogcast. How do you miss that one?
Frogcast is amazing.
What if it's just about like how terrible we treat them?
Do you think their world revolves around us? They got other things going on.
How do we treat them?
We encroach upon their land and shit.
That's you, Rocky. These are all things that you do, Rocky.
We build houses on their land.
I don't think frogs dislike us.
You don't know that. You gonna find out.
That's why it's interesting. Why would you vent?
I don't want to know.
I'd be like, this is what I would ask. I'm like, yo, do you remember like when you didn't have legs? Like,
remember frogs being like a polywog? They got both sides of the spectrum.
Like, they used to
remember
be polywogs.
When you was a tadpole?
Yeah, tadpole. What's the difference between a polywog and a tadpole? Is it just,
I don't know. You lost me there, bro.
It's when they start growing more limbs, right? Because tadpole is super baby. But that's like asking us, do we remember when we were sperm? We don't remember that shit.
They don't know
no,
that.
It's not.
No, it's not. Sperm that is inside. Pre-
they were they born already. Sperm is before okay. you were born.
You're right. So do you remember when you were one?
I wish I could, you know. Maybe some people do.
They probably did because trauma. They had to do so many things to live trauma. That we didn't have to do. So they probably remember every second of their That's lives. And they're probably like, yeah, it was crazy down there. But I grew legs and then walked on land.
What if they was like, oh, I was hoping somebody would ask. Like, let me tell you what's really going on in the frog community. Frog lives matter. You know what I'm saying?
It's like Lulu actually listens to me. That other girl was just telling me about all her problems and stuff. And I was like, you know, I can talk. I can understand you. She was like, yeah, whatever. That's what I had for breakfast.
I don't give a fuck.
Let me tell you the time they said it looked like I lived in an omelet house, right? Frog's like, what? Squawkat. You don't know? You don't watch?
That's crazy. When I'm looking at this tag,
I imagine the frog lighting a cigarette, but he grabs it with his tongue, grabs his lighter with the tongue. Let me tell you, he's doing it. You want to hear some shit?
I feel First like of all, interpretive... about the representation of frogs, right? Because they don't have a good representation of frogs. They got Kermit exactly. the Frog. He's just yelling, chasing a pig, you know.
They got Tiana.
Well, Tiana... Yeah.
WB Frog is embarrassing.
Exactly.
He's,
and then Frog and
Toad.
But
he got a job.
Slippy from Star Fox. He's a lame. I know you know what I'm talking about, Pat.
Hey,
Slippy.
The WB Frog was classy
from
though.
Star Fox. From Star Fox.
No, he was a fucking annoying. Asshole. He sent that man to the crazy house.
On a WB.
Michigan J.
Yeah, he sent that man to the insane asylum because nobody knew he was
believe
talking.
That he was talking.
Yeah, what a dick. That's what I'm saying. Y'all acting like frogs are nice. We don't know that frogs are nice, and I'm lagging. You was right to not make me host to here.
He was the bulging frog.
He was.
Yeah,
he really was.
Yeah, if frogs were mean, I would want to know that too. Imagine like that was just a part of your life. You'd be like, hey, what's up, frog? They're like, nurgle.
That's crazy.
They could be plotting the whole frog overtake. And you might be the one person that, you know, finally say something and they're like, you know what? We ain't going to kill y'all tonight.
Right.
You
y'all know? Are cool.
Y'all but cool, actually.
Honest, Lulu, the reverse do we can really happen, too.
Do we want to assemble, Avengers Assemble with frogs? Like, yeah, now we got all the Frog Alliance. What's the worst?
We might
happen?
Need it. We don't know where frogs? The world is going.
Need, That's what
need,
I'm saying.
We need primates. We need whales.
What if aliens attack and from their planet, frogs is like revered as gods and we're over here killing their gods.
But you got spies everywhere, land and water. You got ears everywhere. You don't need them to be on the offense.
We need defense.
we just need intel.
Frogs. Can frogs fight?
I've never seen a frog fight.
That's what I'm saying.
I think they could choke somebody out with their tongue. You know, they could.
Oh, they could do that. Yeah, they could probably do that. Around.
Would they even risk that?
Their tongues are.
Frog tongue.
That's a suicidal frog.
It's 1/3 the length of his body. It ain't going around a full neck.
1/3.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was made a little bit more dramatic.
I forgot that idea.
Yeah, I thought it was longer.
I thought so too. The cartoons make it look real.
We've been played. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they wear hats in the cartoons too, and they sing. Hello, my honey. Hello, my baby.
And they wear top hats.
They don't do that either.
They have top hats and bow ties. All right, Tom
Girl. What is it? Hollywood.
All right. Next question. Uh-huh. Every door opens for you, but it's dramatically and with fog.
Ooh, pretty, I like that.
It's pretty epic.
I like that.
You fart glitter, but only during serious conversations.
We didn't vote on the last one.
I think
he said, "Who cares? This fine."
He don't want to vote. He just want discussion.
Okay.
All right. Wait. Yeah. Power to speak fluent frog, or every time you lie, you do a full body interpretive dance. I think we all
frog.
Yeah,
frog.
That wasn't even frog. Really a choice. Yeah, it's fine. More of a conversation piece. So every door opens for you dramatically and with fog, or you fart glitter, but only during serious conversations.
Fart glitter sounds hilarious.
Does it come with sound effects, or is it just the glitter?
It's the sound effect is like that really weak sound that those poppers be making.
Oh,
wait, it's not. But are people gonna see it? Because what if I got like drawers and pants on, or is it gonna just fly out?
No. It magically goes. Outside. Yeah, that'd be crazy because if it stayed in your pants, it would just spill out your leg.
We get a yeast infection. Like, we like, hey, yo. Yeast infection.
No. It goes through your pants, whatever. It's just like
okay. It should come behind you like this. Like.
That would be hilarious.
But it's like the emoji, the poot emoji that's just like so a just perfect cartoon puff.
Yeah.
So you.
But does it disintegrate, or do you have to clean that shit up after?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Good question. Yeah.
Glitter is the most annoying. And like, let's be honest. Like, a lot of dudes are going to get in trouble with that shit. You know, oh, yeah, glitter. You with bitch, you know, we're.
Oh, why you got glitter on your face?
I farted.
The glitter and the fog disappear.
Ooh.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about cleanup or like. You know.
I don't know.
So you like giving a eulogy at a funeral and you fart glitter?
You can't hold your fart?
Oh, absolutely not.
At a funeral?
My stomach be yeah. So up.
Tahir was a good man. No. He came back from a trip and then left the podcast. And
yo, but the glitter side hustle would be crazy. You'd be at all the birthday parties.
That's crazy.
Damn,
yo, keep coming to my child's 2-year-old birthday party. We need some glitter. And we got beans.
That's weird to be like, hey, this is my kid. Now fart.
No, but the kids got the glue already on the paper. They're like, it just needs the final touches.
hurry up. He's coming. Hurry up. Bend over.
But I thought it was only during serious moments. So what kind of sad ass kids party are y'all going to?
Here's the contrast, right? Here's the contrast. You fart glitter, but it's a silent but deadly. So it's like they stank.
Wait, what do you mean they stay? The smell stays?
They stank.
Oh, they stank.
So it's a stanky fart.
It's fart, but there's glitter.
And there's
so it's
no
like,
serious
ooh.
Moment. You can just do it whenever.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm gonna have to bust through them doors.
Yeah,
well, then that defeats the silent killer of the fart. You know what I mean? Because then you know, like, oh, fuck. You know, Brody just farted.
I mean, they knew already with glitter coming out.
Yeah, the glitter
has
came out your ass.
Yeah, but we didn't clarify whether they smelled bad. Sometimes they don't smell bad. You know,
so it's
they
like, ooh.
Yeah. Like what, Roxy?
Yeah, I'll do that. We all see glitter.
Yeah. My bad, y'all.
But with the doors thing, you can never sneak up on anybody ever. Like, what if I'm trying to kill somebody? They know.
Roxy!
Oh, what is that?
Roxy!
Why is that? Are you trying to do that now? Do you do that now?
No.
Also, technically, that doesn't keep you from killing anybody. Did she just...
First of all, Roxy.
She's admit to capital murder?
Yeah, sneaking up to anybody dressed in full Sailor Moon and a banjo?
Don't wear that all the time.
Not happening.
I have normal clothes.
You well, don't nigga, have normal clothes. I've seen you in real life.
Stalking somebody to murder them. Anime. Murdering somebody is also a serious situation. So even if you didn't pick that, you would be farting glitter while stalking them. And that would more than likely get you caught.
Roxy's at her trial walking through the courtroom doors.
Oh, this trial has some razzle dazzle.
Not guilty.
The plaintiff and the defendant, Roxy Hayes. Doom, doom, doom. That's actually a fart.
I just doom, doom.
And that, as soon as they say she's not guilty, she gonna fart and mad glitter just come.
She's on the witness stand and there's just glitter coming.
He's like, objection.
Not guilty.
Oh, I hate y'all. Either one of these, I don't know. Now I don't know. Because both of those sound fun.
All right, here's an adjustment. The louder the fart is, the more glitter. So if it's
that's hilarious.
Where it gets fun.
If it's a tiny toot, it's just like a little glitter. So you'd be like, not guilty.
You know? Now that's a big one.
If it's a big, longer fart, It's just glitter just flying out.
Is it different colors?
Yeah.
But they all stink.
The more colors, the bigger it is.
It's still stink, though, right?
It's tiny. It's like
they, do all stink, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. Just something about
the entrance, though, with the smoke.
That's right.
Okay, but here's the other twist. The smoke stank too. So
damn. So like, hey, we every don't time like a tour opens, come around.
It's super dramatic, but it stinks.
No, like, I want them to be like, why do you every time Lulu come around, it be stanking.
Hey, like, it was not smelling like that before she opened.
But it's like, nigga,
door.
You didn't see the fucking smoke too. Like, there's other things that it play here. It's not
gonna be like, why your smoke stink? Why your smoke stink?
That's gonna be the new thing.
So niggas can know magic and niggas will still downplay it. Like, yeah, she's magical, but why your smoke stink?
Facts. Yeah, so you did all that magic and you couldn't magically make your smoke smell good? Like,
stank smoke ass. No, I don't need that on my name.
Yeah, I don't need stank smoke on Lulu coming around.
At least with the fart, I could be like, oh, I farted. You saw I farted. It was the fart. But with the smoke, I feel, does that linger? It ain't gonna stay on you?
Neither linger.
Is it like cigarette smoke or like wildfire smoke or like
valid question?
What is wildfire smoke like?
Stank.
I thought we smelled barbecue it all smoke? In January.
Yeah, it has that plasticky smell too, though.
I don't know, man. Glitter is cool, but I don't know. It's something about busting up in the door. Like, what happened when I go to Chipotle and I just bust up in there? And
that
like,
was stank though.
I mean, Chipotle steak think, already, so it's like
you don't like Chipotle.
I like Chipotle. It just smells weird when I go in. I think because it's a lot of stuff together. It's a lot of open smells.
Yeah, and mixed with like a cleaning product on the stainless steel.
It's a lot, and then maybe have open bottles of like hot sauce, and it's a lot of smells. Like when
that
I think
part, I still don't understand too the hot sauce thing because I like that green sauce, but I like usually request a new bottle, and then I open and then I take that little plastic knob off because I like to take some home and I put it in a thing. I'm getting very specific and detailed, yeah. But like
insanely specific.
But I touch that part. You know what I mean? And I feel bad. I'm like, you know, somebody's gonna have to have this hot sauce after me. God bless them. You know what I mean?
Putting y'all lips on the hot sauce.
No, I'm taking the little safety nozzle off because you know the you don't get a quick pour if you don't take that plastic thing off.
Oh. Your hot sauce got a safety on it?
I've
never heard that.
You haven't had Tabasco sauce in
the
before?
Make sure the safety's off.
What kind of child-proof hot sauce you got? Brody's coming around. Give him the child-proof.
Nigga just found out some stuff.
It has the plastic. Yeah, don't play me. They have a plastic in the top of the oven.
Don't
play me with that one.
What if Brody just found out everything in his life is like child-proof for him specifically? Like, and he's trying to relate to us.
Unlock y'all cabinets? Like, you your cabinets don't got a lock on it?
Hey man, you know how like you're in the car and you can't get out usually? You usually can't like roll up the window. So.
You know when you be trying to open up your Tylenol and don't come off all the way?
I'm trying to plug stuff in. Hey man, you don't have a cover over this? You don't have a cover over the outlet?
Is it open?
You know how the internet blocks some sites and you can't really go wherever you want? You know what I'm saying? I found a way around that. It's like, nigga, you got parental controls on.
I found a hack.
That'd be hilarious. He's trying to share to us. Hey, I just figured out how to roll.
It's low key a movie idea. Guy that finds out he's been in childproof his whole life. He still somehow didn't get out of it. That's some Truman Show type
like,
shit.
Like, Brody, we have to talk to you, actually. There's a reason you can't go on Instagram after 9 p.m. It's like, y'all are on Instagram after 9 p.m.?
I thought the servers were down at 8:59.
There's no way. Oh, my God.
No
okay.
Way.
Kenan, you could just find anywhere to cut this.
Wait, so what are we going to go with this one? Are we going to decide?
Fart.
Nah, doors.
I'm doing the doors.
I'm on
doors.
Yeah.
I'll be farting.
Smoking doors, yeah, for sure.
You doing doors too, Courtney?
Oh, absolutely. I'm popping up to funerals, smoke.
Stank.
That's kind of crazy.
That's a little disrespectful, though. You come to the funeral and you're like, right. What up?
What up?
But it's also not just your entrance. Like, you come out the bathroom like that, too. Oh, dang. And they're just like, Courtney, we're doing something.
Just wash my hands. No.
Oh, my God. At a time like this.
That would be crazy getting into Ubers like that, too.
The Uber driver mad as hell every time you leave.
Car accidents happening.
He giving you one damn star. It's like, hey, that bitch was nice, but she stank.
Those revolving doors, like, oh my God.
Elevators?
I'm going fart. Y'all gonna know. Y'all gonna smell me.
All right, this one's fire. All right. You either receive a mysterious package every day, but you must open it blindfolded while live streaming. Okay? Mysterious package every single day, but you gotta live stream it. Or baths give you prophetic visions, but you gotta bathe with a pickle in you.
In me where?
What? What kind of nasty ChatGPT you
do
got?
Do I get
that?
To pick where to pickle it? Or it's just
ChatGPT just said only if you bathe with pickles. I just threw a little.
Okay. How have you been prompting your ChatGPT that it's gotten that sexual? It's sexualized now. It's like,
hey,
Pat, what have you been asking?
It said with pickles. You reverted to pickle inside of
Pat
you.
Pat said, "Hey, put a pickle up your ass, see the future." No,
that's
thanks.
What I'm saying. Because I mean, it's the obvious choice if you're just bathing with pickles. So I just added a little fart glitter.
Hey, listen, if I had to put a pickle in my ass and I could see the future,
that's gonna go on my ass.
That's the question now.
Can I cover it?
What size is the pickle that matters?
Give me a deal. Give
hey
me
man,
the
Lakers are definitely gonna win this game. How you know? I just got a feeling.
I just got a feeling, man.
That's like, hold on, wait.
Can you cover the pickle with something?
Okay, so honestly, that's it. Just that really is
you
the real
put
question.
A condom on it?
Yeah.
Let's strip it down to the real question. Would you put a pickle up your ass to see the future?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That's
absolutely.
Cool.
Like, let's get you know the that's so Raven it. Thing where she's like,
that's the pickle going in. That's the pickle going in, yo.
Figured it out. You're like, oh shit.
Janice, don't go to prom.
Your wife's like, honey, where are the pickles? I was gonna make some turkey sandwiches. Hold on, I have to find out the pickles in the rain.
Would you reuse the pickle though?
No, it's got to be the same pickle the whole thing. It's
and
that
that's
is
nasty.
The same. That
that's,
pickle is what the wizard gave you.
But
he
then
said,
it's going to get raw. It's not going to get rotten. Rotten so does it, yes.
Can we start it as a cucumber and then through
my pickles over time?
Booty,
we pickle ourselves.
No, cuz pickle has more shelf life. So basically you just go brine to booty. So you keep it in the brine. And then when you need
that
to see when you
no
need to see the
stank.
Future, you go like that, and
you
then
gotta,
put it
you
back in the brine.
You gotta wash it off before you put it back in the jar.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Wash it as much as you need, but at the end of the day, it's limited use.
How long pickles?
No, wait, I feel like
so you can only see the future for as long as that pickle's alive.
Well, your booty is gonna kill it a little bit faster than the brine.
It's like you're back in the present.
Pickles last 3 to 4 weeks. I don't know. Now,
what does it say, Roxy?
It said, okay, unopened pickles could last 1 to 2 years past their best buy date. Open pickles or homemade pickles typically last 1 to 3 months after opening.
I've had
this is not factor in. They do if they unopened.
We're not
but
eating
once
it
you
though.
Open it. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If it's in your ass though, the bacteria, that's what I'm like. Can you put a condom on it?
How
are
long?
Are we putting it back in the fridge?
How long I'll does it have to be in?
How long pickle? Oh.
It got to be in for the whole vision.
How long pickle?
For the whole, it got to be in for the whole vision. So
what is this minority report?
I'm just saying. If you wanna see how a movie that you did in the future turned out, then you're gonna have it in there for at least an hour.
I don't
20.
Need to see the whole thing. I just need to know if I booked the role. That's it.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So short spans.
Yeah, because what if I book a Marvel movie? That shit about 3 hours.
You gotta watch the whole trilogy pickled up.
But is do, it? Do people know you have this power, though? Because that can get real dangerous.
Yeah.
No, no,
people
no.
People just come and shove the pickles up your ass. Like, if you, tell if me they what's
see
happening.
You, if they see you, like, predicting the future correctly, they know
it's a
that.
Pickle up.
Come on, what are the lotto numbers? Come on, what are the. No.
Nah, I ain't telling nobody.
Like, hey, man, why you got that pickle on me like that, man? I heard
what's
about
going
you.
On?
But to be you honest, lottery numbers is good because all you have to do is stick it up there just to hear the numbers and then boom.
But what if you don't hear what date they get played? You just heard the numbers, so you don't know what date it is.
Not so Raven. Remember, she would get a part of a vision, but like how it went down, you didn't never got the full story.
That's exactly how it is. So it can be kind of like left up for interpretation. But also, it's kind of like mixed. It's like, okay, so it's That's So Raven mixed with Talk to Me. You guys ever seen that scary movie?
Where
they grab the hand.
Oh, it was like a horror movie and people started dying and shit like that.
And then you could talk to a dead person, but you can't go past 90 seconds. Okay. So after 90 seconds, shit gets tricky.
If you put vinegar up your ass.
Whoa.
Because that's what pickles, that's vinegar. Yeah, it said you're a higher risk for hemorrhoids and you're a higher risk for STIs because you're causing damage to your rectal tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Is the wizard making sure that I don't have damage to my rectal tissue?
No, he's not changing science. All that stuff will still probably happen.
Hemorrhoids in my ass, and I can
see. But you see the future too.
You can also see what CVS has the preparation. Yeah.
Dude, what's the only thing you saw in the future was you at the doctor's office. You saw a vision of him being like, yeah, you got hemorrhoids because you kept putting that pickle up your ass.
So we don't get to choose what we get to see?
Did Raven?
That was suck.
That's true.
Better than Raven.
That's true.
You see some bullshit? It's like you just see you walking the next step. So I don't put this pickle up my ass. To
but
see
that's
the mail
you
coming?
Can do it. You can do it every day.
You see, it's going to like rain tomorrow. Like, oh, yeah. Not really even worth it.
Put a pickle up your ass and see that Lulu's in full combat outfit. The world
in the mirror, like,
is she going to brunch? What?
Take a pickle up your ass and it's just you looking at the window, like,
I'll be so fucking mad.
And you're like, you come back, you're like, damn, I knew that already.
I got hemorrhoids.
Been ready all week.
Yeah. The future is only like 20 minutes in the future. Like,
because sometimes Raven would see some bullshit. So that's not playing with fire. Okay. And then it sometimes wouldn't, she would be the reason that caused it. So that's always the thing too. It's like you see the future, you try to stop it, and now it caused it. So once again, I got this pickle up my ass. I got hemorrhoids. I'm easier to get an STI.
Well, you shouldn't be having sex while you're putting pickles in your ass.
Hey,
anyway.
Later.
Yeah, what's a booty STI?
Later in the day.
Yeah, what is a booty STI?
Same stuff. Well, let's see. Booty STI.
I don't fucking know. Fuck you.
I am looking. Oh, I just wrote Lulu. same ones. That's what I thought. Chlamydia, gonorrhea.
I met Pat one like this.
Hey. Nigga, you can get booty chlamydia.
Booty chlamydia. Anal herpes, syphilis, HPV, swollen lymph nodes.
HPV in the butt?
Anal abscess.
Holy shit.
Fistulas?
Fistulas?
Is that a new one? Is that fish syphilis?
That shit dropped this year.
F-I-S-T-U-L-A-S. Fistulas. Ain't that when your booty hole ripped?
Rip?
Fissures? Fissures?
Is that what you say?
Fissures?
How do you spell it again?
F, it's like fistula.
Nah, spell it out because I don't trust you.
F-I-S-T-U-L-A.
Fistula? That sounds like somebody made that shit up.
Give them the old fistula.
that's what it was. What's this? Did you let someone put their fist in your ass? Yeah.
Fistula.
Fistula. You got a fistula.
Fistula. What does that mean? That means booty tear, right? Yeah.
Fisting up the ass.
Oh, wait.
So wait, you can get all this from pickles?
Well, no, that's the STIs you can get in your booty. It puts you at a higher risk to get those. Because now your booty got tears and rips in it, which just puts you at a higher risk. If you're doing anal.
I mean, hopefully this pickle will not tear your asshole open. I think if that were the case, we would have mentioned that immediately.
No, but like pretty much the vinegar of the pickle is making your booty hole weaker because it's an acid. So you're putting acid in your ass. It's making your booty hole skin.
Damn, we never talked about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing when you do anal a lot. Why do I sound like a booty hole scientist? Because I am. So when you do anal a lot, they tell you like, hey, you're rubbing the booty hole skin because it's thin. So it puts you at a higher risk for, because it's still skin. So it's easier to absorb stuff. So if I'm putting this vinegar continuously up my ass every day, I'm like, it's slowly eating away. Yeah.
Pat, what was the other option again?
Yeah.
I didn't know booty clip.
Whatever it is, yes. Whatever the other option was, yes.
I did not know this was on the table. So, the other one was getting a mysterious package every single day, but absolutely, you got to be blindfolded and you have to be live.
Yeah. I got a mysterious package the other day too, and I don't know who it came from. Yeah, I called Amazon. I was like, "Yo, who sent this?" It was like the person who sent it left no like trace.
It had your name on it?
My name, my address.
That's twist, you opened it?
Yeah, I opened it.
What was it?
A pickle. It was some really expensive. It was some really expensive super greens and eye drops, and I was like, this is so random.
And it's awful though, because you've been working out and you wear glasses.
That's what I said, but then I was like, who did this? I asked all my friends, I asked this guy who I was talking to at the time, did you send this shit? Nobody knew. Called Amazon, nobody knew.
It's pretty thoughtful.
How they got my address,
put their name on it.
What a nice gift.
It had my full name, not like Lulu. It had my government name.
Oh.
Which is?
Lulu. You know?
That's actually pretty nice. I mean, I would assume somebody who did something that thoughtful would put their name on it.
Nobody. So it was cool. It was like Christmas, but it was also scary.
Did you use the product?
I haven't used any of it. It's in my house though, which I'm already scared though, because everybody was like, "The opening inside your house. What if it's?" And I was like, "Oh, too late. I already opened that shit. It's on my counter." All right.
But what do they think? Like, there's cameras in the.
Or they thought it was like somebody said it was anthrax was in the bag.
That's what I would have thought.
That sucks.
I was excited. It was nice Amazon stuff. Package. I was like,
you're just waiting on the day, Lulu, where it's like, hopefully she's on Squadcast and she gets asked the question if she'd rather open up a random package on a live stream, and then I could reveal myself.
Courtney, don't say that.
It was me the whole time.
That would be crazy. That's crazy prep time.
That's the long end. That's the long run right there. Like, yo. Right?
So many things had to happen for this moment. Tahir had to get sick.
Hey,
Pat had to be the host. And ChatGPT.
And ChatGPT had to look it up.
They've been feeding Pat's ChatGPT for the question. That is crazy.
Yeah, it was scary. I haven't used it. The greens was a $100 bag of super greens.
Shit.
It was our super.
You better use that shit.
Yeah, I googled it because I looked it up. I was like, "What the fuck? Did I order this by mistake?" It was a $100 bag. So whoever did it, thank you. I haven't used it yet, but
what if it was like your mom or something?
She's nah, like, I asked my mom. She don't know how to use Amazon like that.
Oh damn! Okay.
I mean, it's like unnecessarily sinister. It could have easily just been like, "Hey, I'm John. I just think I know you like this stuff, so here you go." And you'd have been like, "Oh, okay,
thanks."
It was like eye drops and super greens. Like,
I don't like that.
So that was fun. I would do that again.
Meanwhile, Lulu just got like drunk as hell one night and ordered it herself.
I need this shit.
Who's watching me? Who the hell is watching me?
I want something super. Super greens. I want super greens from Amazon. Eye drops. Peanut butter jar.
Yo, Brody, no bullshit.
Definitely watching me.
I went to my Amazon car. I was like, wait, did I buy this shit while I was lit?
Those and are pretty like, much oh. Mysterious boxes, too. You'd be like, ooh, what'd I get? No, boxing gloves. All right.
Super.
Bro, I promise it wasn't me, but that was way much more hilarious. Fun than putting a pickle in my ass. So.
I don't want to have to live stream every day. I don't want to feel tethered.
That's literally, they're hand giving you a series. People would watch the hell out of that.
I don't like it.
Actually, you know what? Keep sending more products. I'm a live stream opening up things. I have no idea what they are.
It's going to be the boxing glove with a spring on it. You're going to open it and be like,
a Brody, a pie? It's like a little half of a pie.
That's this shit from Acme? I'll be mad
as hell. I'm mad as some Acme.
It's a gun that goes off and it just says bang.
Oh, I'll be mad as shit if it was a package from Acme.
Oh, another Acme gift. Ooh, I'm so glad. No.
The tough thing is that you can't produce it at all. Like, you literally like are magically bound. You have to open it for the first time on live stream. So it can go
like the box horrible. Won't even open unless you are live streaming.
Right, exactly. Mm. But I mean, it's like you don't even know the tone of it, but you're already live streaming. So you could open it and it could be like a dead kid's shoes. And you're just like, okay, oh guys, God. Never mind. Don't watch
this
show. How
did we get there?
I'm just saying, it could be anything. It could be dark web stuff.
How do we know it's from a dead kid, though?
Yeah. How do you know it's a dead kid?
They could have like a little picture and he's like,
he's like, no, I'm fine.
Kind of lovely bone shit is this?
And they're just like, oh, this show's canceled.
I mean, that too. People are fucking weird. That people are weird and they would send weird stuff. If they knew that you had to open this every day and you have to open my package, I would send some weird shit.
But nobody random can send it. It says a mysterious package every day. So it's coming from one place consistently.
Nah. Acme.
Acme. That's Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, bitch, I got something for you.
You want to road run your mouth all the good?
It's a box of bird seeds that's really magnetic pellets.
That means that, like, however, it could be a small box and you could take out 40 things. You could be taking out like a giant hammer. Just bottomless cartoony stuff.
Dynamite.
You would be rich for sure.
Already that's lit dynamite.
Here's the thing too. I have a friend too who got mad at her ex and she shipped him to Amazon did this too. She shipped him a whole box of grasshoppers, live grasshoppers.
Oh, wow. Damn.
So when he opened the package, all the grasshoppers came out in the house.
What? They weren't even in like
not
a jar?
Not grasshoppers, crickets.
Oh, crickets.
You couldn't hear them before you opened the box? I mean, that's just a lot.
Them crickets was like, ooh.
It was like, we hear.
They're all black female crickets. Like, shh. We go.
Now he get it.
Got the memo before they got there.
That's crazy. Nah, hell no.
I didn't even know you could do that.
I'm looking at
his sisters, yo.
Yeah, she's all the crickets.
Now you ain't hear what he did? Nah, bitch. He's gonna get his ass. Crick. I don't know what a cricket noise the crickets make.
Girl, shut up.
Did you say crick?
Crick.
Wait, Courtney, why are your crickets drunk? Girl, shut up.
Why do you think crickets say cricket?
Crick. They said crick.
Crick it.
Cricket.
Okay, let's do one more because I don't
your
know.
Your music too loud.
Oh wait, no, I am going to pickle up my ass.
Okay. Oh, well, you want to vote for you voting for pickle up your ass?
I love that it got quiet for that too.
Well, I wasn't quiet. I tried to say it fast. I'm going.
You knew he was going to get quiet at that moment.
I don't want to just have to live stream it.
Are y'all taking the pickle up your ass for the powers or no?
I don't know. Because the powers are iffy.
Doing pickle for powers because you don't. There's no frequency of how times you have to put.
If I don't want to do it, I have to.
Pickle power.
Pickle.
Okay,
I'm gonna go with the package because this clip will not age well.
No, you said you like that pickle.
Wait. Let me throw a little monkey wrench in here. Let me throw a wrench in the plans. Okay. Same. We already established the world and the rules. Same thing, except every time you put a pickle up your ass, you can time travel.
Ooh, pickle.
Pickle
with a condom on it.
Do we get to pick where we travel to?
It's exact like time machine rules, like Back to the Future.
Is it a dill pickle or bread and butter?
Oh, good question.
Because of the question. Oh wait, your booty hole does have taste buds, so that is a fair question.
Or sour.
I'm gonna say dill.
Ooh. Dill.
Kosher dill.
If I get to think about it, so I got like think. Do I think about it and then like, ooh, I want to go. I want to see Michael Jackson in concert, 1995.
Oh, that's
the thing. It's very accurate. It's very accurate.
Oh, hell yeah. Pickle up
the
ass.
You can say, you could be like, but you have to say it like out loud before you put it in. So you'd be like, 1942 England. And then you're there exactly where you want for exactly how long you want. However, while the time travel is happening, you basically have a pickle butt plug. You have the pickle in your booty hole.
So the pickle gotta be big enough to stay in there and not go further.
Big enough? What do you mean big enough?
What if the pickle slips out while I'm in 1942?
If it's like,
are you guys really worried about the pickle slipping out? Is that a thing?
Yeah, because I gotta walk. We gotta walk around.
The muscles kind of organically want to push it out, right? Yeah. So I'm like, if Rock Put You come on, I'm like, oh, got the Michael Jackson.
Because first of all, you can't put the whole pickle inside. Like, that's insane. Because how you gonna shoot the pickle back out?
If it's a mini gherkin,
you go further back in time. The further it goes.
I was thinking like you just Jurassic like the pickles like just hanging out. Like,
dinosaur stone.
Wait, then you gotta have special pickle panties, and it's just like
okay. So okay, this clearly wasn't
you need a pickle harness.
Out.
Yeah,
I didn't really think this out. So,
you don't need to hear this
because I thought the pickle was like this the whole time.
It's a magical pickle with grip. Okay.
Oh.
It's a grip. It's a grippy pickle. So, however, it's not fully up. It's still kind of like peeking out. You know, peeky.
What if it's like a screw? Like you know, you know what the screw they have like when you turn it.
Lou, that's so much worse though.
Yeah, you're gonna screw it in your ass.
So much worse.
Your booty security. Got the thing that need it. What's that?
Like the threads. Nah. Like you get the threads together and it like locks
in.
Nah,
not your thread. So I mean, I gotta install that thread in my ass prior.
It's automatically installed from the wizard.
Nah, no, I don't like the twist.
The pickle only works and is meant for you.
That's awful. No, it's literally just boom.
It's a booty.
It locks
plug.
In like IKEA.
So then you gotta push to get it out.
No, like a butt plug.
I mean, I guess I
don't know
if you put out. But to Courtney's last thing, if you're on the dance floor and you're dancing and it slips out, it's like, and you're in the present.
Yeah.
Like, oh, damn.
You ever seen them butt plugs with the tail?
So if it slips out in 1942 and I come back to the present, does my time traveling pickle stay in 1942?
No, it's still in your pants. Me?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean if it fell to the ground, like if you were wearing a skirt?
Oh.
And they kicked it around like they
it comes a hole.
I need that. I need that. My pickle. And then you go back to the future and you read in 1942 there was a pickle gate.
All right, so here's one more wrench, okay? To cosmically bind yourself to the pickle, you got to take a bite out of it. So
before or after it was in my ass.
You gotta bite the pickle and then you put it up. So if it does fall out and you travel back to the present, it travels back with you.
So it goes bite pickle, then put in, or put in, then bite pickle.
You have to bite it first to do the soul bind.
First you gotta say your chain. First say, take me to 1942.
Ooh, but what if you're limited to the only the amounts of how many pickles left? So like you can only bite it a little bit so you can use the time traveling powers longer.
Oh,
so every time you bite the pickle, but
it takes away from a chance.
But that's the thing, right? So you bite the pickle, you put it in your ass, right? And now you come out of 1942, you're like, man, I want to go to 1975. You got to take out that same pickle and rebite.
Hell no. But that's a one-time use pickle, baby.
She's right. If you want to travel more than once, you have to go booty pickle to mouth. Like, you have to be like, oh, shit, I went back too far. Like, you know, take a
look. I can wash the pickle, right? Can I?
You're gonna end up with like a little remnant of pickle. It's gonna be like a tiny little slice, and you'll be like, damn, man, I don't even. Yeah, that.
I'll be there 5 minutes.
But here's the rule: you have to bite it to grow it back to its full capacity and use it again. So basically, like, imagine you've been in the 1920s for 2 weeks. So that's 2 weeks the pickle bit up your butt, and then you take it back. You have to bite it to like make it usable again.
Okay, I'm gonna say something. Can I not be judged? If those are the rules, then you would just you would just have to do the things that they tell you to do to prep for anal sex, right? Where they're like, eat a lot of like rice and oatmeal and all that stuff, so you're not shitting.
Why do you eat a lot of oatmeal to prepare for anal sex?
Because it keeps you from shitting. When so I've heard. So it's a certain.
You say a lot of so in the grocery I've store heard their cart today.
Loaded up.
So it's certain.
Rice and oatmeal.
Yeah, rice and oatmeal like in their shopping cart. You know what they're getting into.
Rice, oatmeal, and pickles.
There's some other stuff, but rice is like
some Saturday I see, huh?
And baby oil.
Yeah, you gotta baby oil is terrible because the booty hole absorbs
coconut oil.
Coconut oil is good, freak. Any water based lube is good.
You said it earlier.
Oh, did I?
But wait, what is this? What is this?
What are we talking about?
This is Roxy's prepping for anal 101
for the pickle. That's what I heard. Yeah, because I don't want, if I got to re-bite the pickle, I would like less secretions coming out of my butt so it's not on my damn pickle.
So you mean to tell me for 2 weeks in 1920 you eating number rice?
I'm ricing it up? Yeah, the food that they tell you to eat so when you got diarrhea pretty much is what you should eat. You're eating in abundance so that you're not shitting as much.
But what if you go back to 1920 and fall in love, and now you've been there for 2 months with a pickle up your ass, and you don't want to take the pickle out because you know that everything will be erased.
This whole romantic scene is like, listen, I when I came here, I wasn't falling in love. I'm choosing you.
But and no, then you go back so to the she president. Takes the pickle out. She goes back to the present. So how you go back to the present?
And now she's old, and you have that like interesting like end game type of thing, like Steve Rogers.
No, I don't think I will.
Wait, like Inception? She got old in 1920.
She's old. She's old, and she remembers you, and she gives you Captain America's shield.
But it's the pickle that you threw out.
Yeah, they give us Sailor Moon's headband. Right.
It's you.
I've been waiting for you.
Oh my god.
So you can't shit the whole time you're there with the pickle in your ass.
You said what?
You can't shit the whole time with the pickle in your ass.
Right. So every time travel gotta be, I mean, unless you can part the seas and shit around the pickle.
Then you gotta reuse that pickle.
Hey,
you how bad do you want to stay in 1920?
You know what? I'll go with the other option.
You want to get something to eat? Nah, I really.
I was going to Chipotle.
Ain't no Chipotle in 1920?
You don't know that.
We'll find out.
We'll find out together.
No, I'm pretty sure there was no Chipotle in 1920.
You weren't there. Let me find out.
It's just Brody with a top hat on, and you're struggling to open a hot sauce bottle.
Take the cap off.
They've got
this is a top hat.
I have an idea for a new restaurant. See, it's called All Pink Burrito, but bigger.
Hell no.
It's like a sandwich inside of a tortilla.
You guys want to see something nice now? This is a little of hot sauce.
And then some random kid just comes out there and I'm like, give it here.
Thank you, Sonny.
You're welcome.
All right, see.
All right, well, Keenan, you could just split that up however you want, I guess.
Wait, we gotta vote.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think we just started talking about the pickle multiverse.
I don't even know if there's the other one.
You guys picking the pickle?
I'm going with pickle power.
What was the other one?
There was no other way. It was just like, would you
stick?
It's basically, would you stick a pickle up your ass to time travel?
Yeah, pickle up the ass.
Pickle in the ass for sure.
I like this format way better.
Brody, what you think?
I'm gonna go with the live stream.
You don't wanna free the slaves.
In every scenario, I have to be convinced with the pickle. Like, yes, the future of it's great, but everything else surrounding it does not sound fun. You can't shit. You can't eat. You gotta eat your own shit at some point.
Can you imagine trying to free the slaves, but you can't run?
Come on, Harriet.
You're doing a whole bunch of that shit. Like, hey, man, go. Go.
Nah, that's terrible. Go.
You can't even march with Dr. King.
I'm gonna go with the live stream too. I feel you, Brody. The internet's a permanent place. You know what I'm saying?
That's really what this is. Hey, y'all heard Brody.
Niggas will swap this shit up and like they'll chop it up. And then I put a dick in my ass.
They're gonna cut out the whole time machine part. It's just gonna be like, I want to pickle up my ass.
And then it's gonna go to Roxy telling Brody how he can prepare. Well, you gotta eat your meal. You gotta get your coconut oil.
So I go to the grocery store and I'm telling Tahir, like, I'm mixing in when I was telling him the
you're like, well, I just did a video of it the other day, right?
Any ginger? Then, I can never open it to get it inside to get the. No.
And then it's just Brody chopping it up to talking to the kid in 1942. Yeah,
thanks, Sonny.
And then it comes back, he's like, you know, I really like green sauce, you know? So I don't know.
The edit does like 50,000 times better than this episode.
It's going to be a big burrito, see? So big.
I will be working on that edit.
Brody's like, we were talking about time travel, I promise.
I swear.
There were powers. Yeah, no, right.
All that removes this podcast as a whole. I can never show the proof.
He's an old man still trying to tell people it was time travel. Yeah, whatever, old man.
All right.
What up? Whatever, Pickle Pops.
Yeah, Pickle Pops, Brandon Booty.
I promise they were offering me powers. They offered me time travel. I can see the future.
Damn you, Patrick from the future.
Brandon Booty was so chopped.
Brandon Booty works somehow. Brandon Booty.
That's not like something they would say to you in elementary school.
No one ever said that. No one ever said Brandon Booty. I'm glad we passed that time.
That's mad funny.
Shit. Hey, Jazz Jones, I hope you see this, please.
Shout out to Jazz Jones.
Yes, I did.
All right, that was about an hour, right?
That was more than an hour.
Definitely more than an hour. Yeah,
we started around. All right, cool. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for pulling up on me and helping me during this substitute teacher episode. Format went a little off, but I appreciate y'all for hanging with me. Thank you to Courtney, Lulu, Brandon, and Roxy. And we'll see y'all next time. Peace.
My head hurt.
Keenan, you could even leave. To hear signing off. It was all funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.